Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 43, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 43. God is my source. I cannot see apart from Him. Perception has no function in God and does not exist. Yet in salvation, which is the undoing of what never was, perception has a mighty purpose. Perception, which is made by the Son of God for an unholy purpose, it must become the means of His restoration of His holiness to His awareness. Perception has no meaning, yet does the Holy Spirit give it a meaning very close to God's. Healed perception is the means by which the Son of God forgives His brother and thus forgives Himself. You cannot see apart from God because you cannot be apart from God. Whatever you do in Him, because whatever you think with His mind. If vision is real, and it is real to the extent to which it shares the Holy Spirit's purpose, then you cannot see apart from God. God is my source. I cannot see apart from Him. I am an extension of God. My thoughts, I think with His mind. But I have these false beliefs that are not part of His mind. They're not the truth. God knows only the truth. So these false thoughts I have cannot be the truth, so they cannot be in God's mind. It says I am an extension of God. I truly see only as God sees. Anything I think I see that is not the truth is just a hallucination. This explains why Jesus says in the Course, when I think I am thinking, and the thoughts are separation thoughts, that I am not really thinking, because those thoughts cannot be in God's mind. God is my source. I cannot see apart from Him. All this doing that is going on for me to see, I am just hallucinating. I need not do it. All I need do is to allow God's thoughts to give me vision. I simply have to let go of all the doing of trying to see and allow the thoughts of God to show me with vision. And all this doing, I let my mind misperceive with judgments, with opinions, with self-identity. But if I ask the Holy Spirit, it helps me reinterpret these misperceptions with vision. When I am seeing with my own misperceptions, there isn't peace. But when I allow Holy Spirit to help me reinterpret it with vision, there is peace. There is a line in A Course in Miracles. It says, "What you see in others, you are strengthening in yourself." Holy Spirit, help me to become aware when I am hallucinating. I allow you to reinterpret my miscreations so that I can see with the vision of God's thoughts. Holy Spirit, help me to strengthen in myself only the thoughts of God as I perceive others. Help me to be willing to be taught to see with vision instead of misperception. Build my devotion to the truth of who I am. Help me look out on the world with God's thoughts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your guidance and your love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take a few deep breaths. Allowing as we exhale, all the concerns for today to melt away. Allowing ourselves for the next few minutes to be free from all doings and thoughts. There is nowhere to go and nothing to fix right now. As a thought comes up, notice it is just a hallucination and let it go. We aren't focused on purification of false beliefs or healed perception for this meditation. We are simply focusing on being aware when a thought comes up and recognizing it is a hallucination and letting it go. If you are focused on the self only, stay focused there. Otherwise, notice that all thought is hallucination, has no meaning, is meaningless, and say, God is my source. I cannot see or think apart from Him. If you feel resistance to really recognizing that all thought is hallucination, then ask, who is thinking? Who is resisting? And investigate who is thinking. If the investigation becomes too strained, then just for this meditation, allow yourself to surrender into or accept that all thought is hallucination and let the thought go. If you are focused on the self only, stay here grounded in your truth. Otherwise, notice that all thought is hallucination, has no meaning, is meaningless, and say, God is my source. I cannot see or think apart from Him. Thank you for joining with me in recognizing hallucination and knowing we cannot see or think apart from God. Namaste.